is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll be profiling another top NHL draft eligible player ahead of the 2020 NHL entry draft. Edmonton Oil Kings forward Jake Neighbors will join us and tells us what will set him apart in the class of 2020. Another member of the Lethbridge Hurricanes has been named the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. More on that. And the Kelowna Rockets have added another piece ahead of the 2020 Memorial Cup presented by Kia, acquiring 20-year-old Jaden Joseph for the Moose Jaw Warriors. Newest Rocket will close out the show. First up, Edmonton Oil Kings forward Jake Neighbors played a big role in his team's hot start. He's also one of the top NHL draft eligible forwards from the WHL this season. I asked Jake about his start, both personally and as a team.
Yeah, I think it's been really well. I feel I've had a pretty strong start to the season, and obviously that continues through as you see our team's success continue to progress. So, obviously, like you said, it's a big year. I'm trying not to think about it extremely too much, but, there's definitely a little bit of added pressure, but I think so far I've done a good job with it.
You know, I think that's always the common answer. You try not to think about it, but when there's scouting services and rankings and, you know, pundits out there that have their first-round selections and things like that, it's hard probably not to pay attention to that.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, like you said, there's rankings and everything like that, and continued meetings and questionnaires that you kind of go through as a prospect for the NHL is obviously time-consuming, but... like I said, it's added pressure, and you do think about it. Like, you want to say that you don't, but it's definitely something that goes through your mind quite often. But I just try to stay focused on our team and our mission here.
This is your draft year, but it feels like you've been around for a while. I think you played, 11 games as a 15-year-old. You played a full season last year as a 16-year-old, put up some good numbers, and now here you are playing a big role on this team here. So how comfortable are you in the WHL now, this being your third season?
Yeah, I think obviously confidence grows for any player as they continue through the WHL. So, like you said, confidence has grown for me, and I feel, more confidence in my capabilities of making plays and scoring goals and things like that, but also being a reliable player in both ends of the ice. And, it's seen in my game now. I'm being put in much more situations. So I think confidence has grown through me, and also with trust with my coaches, I think, more opportunity has been brought. So it's been good.
What's Jake Neighbors' bread and butter here? What's your calling card on the ice? What do you think that is?
Yeah, I think I'm a pesky player. I like to get under guys' skin, play a physical game, and like to play around the net, but also possess skills that I can make plays and set guys up. I feel I'm more of a playmaker, but I think my bread and butter is I'm a power forward, like to play around the net and be a physical player and a bit of a pesk out there. So I think that's my bread and butter. It separates me from others.
It's definitely a Western Hockey League way to play here. Jake, you look at where this team is at now. You're on top of the Central Division as we speak. And, now that you're taking care of a BC road trip, there'll be a lot of home games here for you here. What's the potential of this team? Does this team have what it takes right now to compete and challenge for a WHL title?
Yeah, I think for sure. I think the start of our season has kind of shown that. We've been a bit slumpy lately, but I think we're going in the right direction here and we're trending upwards. So I do truly believe that this team has the capability to make a run this year and do some pretty promising things. And it starts tonight. Kamloops will be a good test for us and, a pretty solid team. So it'll start tonight, and I feel that we'll continue to trend upwards.
Same draft eligible group here. How much do you kind of look at their game and see where am I at, and I can do that and I can do a good job of this, and how much comparables are there for you?
Yeah, I think there's a couple. I feel I play a different type of game than most prospects in the Western League. I have a bit more size. When you look at guys like Ozzie Weisblatt, Ridley Gregg, Swords, Zeri, they all play a very skilled game, and they're really strong offensively, and I feel I bring that and maybe a little bit of different aspects as well. But like you said, Connor's a heck of a player over there. It'll be good to play against him tonight. And, I'll watch him, see what he's got in his game. And whatever I feel maybe I can add to mine is definitely something I'll do. And I think as a player, you look off other good players to see what you can bring to make yourself better. So, for sure, it's interesting playing against some of the other top prospects for the draft. And I'm excited to play against Connor tonight.
Finally, when you're in your draft year and you're a top prospect, you do a lot of what we're doing now, these interviews, and scouts want to talk after games and maybe bring you in to ask you some questions as well. You seem like it's not a problem, that you don't mind doing it. You're pretty good at it here, judging from our conversation, but how do you like it? What's it like to play that side of it as well?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. Getting to meet scouts and just almost a dream to interact with an NHL scout itself is pretty cool. But you know, you try to stay composed and have confidence when you're talking. And but yeah, it's a pretty cool experience, and I'm enjoying it so far and looking to continue.
Okay, Jake, have a great rest of your season. Thanks for doing this, okay?
Thanks, Sean.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
For the third time this season, a member of the Lethbridge Hurricanes has been named the WHL On the Run Player of the Week.
Addison, a pass, comes through to Varlagi. Tried to dish off. Wheatcroft centered and a swing and a miss. Rebound! Score! Logan Varlagi has tied the game 3-3.
Boyko quickly gives it to Varlagi. He'll bring it into the Rebel end. He'll shoot it just wide off the end board. Scores as Logan Varlagi gets his own rebound after it hit the end boards and it came right back to him.
Cam Moon and Dustin Forbes on the call last week as Logan Varlagi led all WHL skaters with 9 points, 3 goals, 6 assists, as well as a +6 rating in 3 games as the Hurricanes went 2-for-3 and right now sitting in sole possession on top of the Central Division.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by Bauer Hockey.
The Kelowna Rockets have added another 20-year-old into the mix as they put their roster together as Memorial Cup hosts. Voice of the Rockets, Regan Bartel, has more.
Jaden Joseph is the newest face in a Kelowna Rocket uniform acquired from the Moose Jaw Warriors for 3 players and also a third-round WHL Banner pick, making his debut with the Kelowna Rockets. Just tell me about the trade here. You've been traded before. What do you feel about now wearing Kelowna Rocket colors?
First, I'd just like to thank the Moose Jaw Warriors for giving me the opportunity to even come to Kelowna with everything going on here, with how big of the hype is with the Memorial Cup being hosted here. I couldn't ask for anything better for it to be my last season to play in a place like this. So I'm very excited to be here and just very honored. So,
were you surprised that you were dealt to Kelowna? Did you think you'd be a key piece of the Moose Jaw Warrior puzzle?
There was a lot of factors that kind of were going to determine where I was going to end up there. Obviously, we know they're a very young team. There's 10, 17-year-olds on that team. So, no, my role kind of just was... that was made clear, and I knew going into was just to help out their young guys, kind of develop them, being able to be a leader for them, show them the ropes to how to enter the league. And then I knew the GM and I, Alan, kind of talked about if things weren't going to work out with the team on kind of success, then he would help me move out if I kind of guided the young guys. And I'm very thankful for what he was able to do for me and obviously to be in the position I'm in here now. So.
Yeah, Jaden, the thing about coming to Kelowna is you really don't know anybody on the roster. You said in your previous stops along the way you've known somebody, but here it's almost a little foreign for you?
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't really know too much. I just know them by playing against them. Obviously, Vancouver, we played Kelowna a lot last year. And, I'm going to think of it as a good, real fresh start kind of thing. I'm 20 and I'm getting a fresh start, so... the guys seem awesome already in the dressing room. You can see that they're a tight group, and a couple guys' foot, they were able to take me out for lunch the other day. So, yeah, I already feel really welcomed, and I'm very excited to be here. So,
this is your 20-year-old season in the WHL. When you turn 21, it'll be on May the 22nd. Mm-hmm. May the 22nd is day number one of the Memorial Cup. Boy, would that be a great way to celebrate the birthday.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. I've always wanted to. I thought I was going to get a chance to celebrate my birthday with the team somehow. Last year, going with Vancouver, I thought we were going to maybe get that chance. But, no, it's kind of surreal to be able to have that moment going to the Memorial Cup, hopefully. And, it's something pretty cool. It's something you don't always kind of realize. I didn't even know that. So, yeah, no, it's going to be awesome.
58 playoff games under your belt, the most now of any Rocket, any player on the roster. Tell me about your playoff experience. How invaluable is that, or how much of value is that for you and, you think, for the Rockets in general?
I never really knew the number until this year when I've been always asked about it, but it's something you can't really ask for. It's honestly a blessing. Like a lot of guys go through their career not even be able to make playoffs, let alone 58 games, so... it's something that I've learned a lot. You learn a lot through every single playoff game, and I just, everywhere I go, I try to bring those attributes that I've learned that you need to be successful and what takes to be successful in the playoffs. So hopefully I can bring that here. I know I will be able to, and it's just can't wait for that when that time comes. So,
last question for you is, what do you bring? Tell me a little bit about what you think makes you a good player. I've seen you play before, but, define it for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to start off with just a two-way forward. I really take pride in my D-zone. I know the numbers don't really show it here. I know we had a couple hard times in the Moose Jaw there. But, yeah, I know I like to take pride in my D-zone. I've always been a natural forward defenseman kind of thing. And then, yeah, just my work ethic, speed is one really big thing for me that I feel I bring is my speed, vision, and, yeah, just being able to make the players I'm with better. So,
you go by JJ? You go by Joe? You go by what do you go by?
Joe is the nickname I've been going by throughout the whole league. There's some other ones, but that kind of stays in the dressing room, I guess. But Joe would be the number one I'd tell people to call me. So.
Okay, well, Joe, bottom line is, nice to have you in a Rocket uniform. Good luck. Play well. Hopefully, sweater number 18 is going to put up a lot of points in a Rocket uniform.
Exactly. That's all you can hope for. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Jaden Joseph, the newest face in a Kelowna Rocket uniform.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to Regan Bartel in Kelowna. Next week, Hockey Canada set to announce its selection cap roster ahead of the World Junior Tournament. We'll find out the WHL flavor headed to camp. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.